Welcome to the Resilient Rebel Show. I am your host, Elian Haan. If you are exhausted from holding it all together, if you're stuck in a cycle of burnout, self-doubt, or waiting for that someday, you are in the right place. This is where we stop apologizing for who we are, start telling the truth, and take our power back. One bold, messy, beautiful step at a time. You belong here. Let's rise, rebel, and rediscover joy. Hello, beautiful listeners. Welcome back to the Resilient Rebel Show. I'm your host, Elian Haan. Today, we're just not talking astrology. We're diving into something deeper, something sacred, something soft, something powerful. This episode today is a guided reflection for the September month. And for today, living in a lunar eclipse. Today is the day, September 7, that we have the occurrence of a lunar eclipse, also known as the full blood moon. And we might not be able to see it, and especially here, I think in the United States, it might not be entirely visible, but in larger parts of the world it is. And before you're going to run your garlic and sage, let me say this. It's not about superstition. It's just a new thought for reset that I had worked on, thought about. I kind of dug a little bit deeper into the meaning of today, the blood moon, and also into the month of September, right? Which I would like to use as release, reset, renew, refresh. This is a great month to start anew on some things that you have been willing to do or willing to accomplish or that you even want to shed. This is a perfect month for that. So it's a kind of a permission slip to release control, reclaim peace, and rewrite the story that you have outgrown. So let's get comfy and grab a coffee and just kind of take a breath together here. I'm going to give you some great points today to go over and to think about and to reclaim. So what's really going on? It's that the moon turns red and the emotional tide is rising in this full lunar eclipse. And it's also a sign of compassion, intuition, and spiritual healing. Now, what does that mean for us? We can kind of think of it as a cosmic course corrector, pulling all things out of the shadow and see clearly. So we want to just kind of reflect and see inwards. We're asked to stop performing and start feeling. And what makes that so powerful? The South Node, which governs what we really need to let go of, is in Virgo. And I do not know a lot about astrology, but I do like to feel this and step into this energy and feel those signs of control, perfectionism, logic, and hustle mania be in my way. I can feel that. I can step into that. I can see how I want to fix and be on time with everything and put too much on my plate and feel anxious or stressed because I want to be perfect or I want to step into that role of people pleasing. And I talk about that a lot. But meanwhile, in this month, in this full moon, we're invited to float, to feel, to dream, and to trust. We're literally being asked to release the grind and lean into grace. And I'm going to give you five themes that might help you do so. The first thing is release and rebirth. So just saying, let it go so you can grow. Using that as an affirmation. Let it go so you can grow. Let it go so I can grow. I can use it as an affirmation in the morning, right? Let it go so that I can grow. Absolutely. You might feel something ending. Maybe it's a belief or a behavior, a habit, a personal thing in your relationship. What is ending? What is ending for me? Let's make that space for rebirth. Maybe ask yourself, what is something that I'm still hanging on to, that I'm still clinging to, even though I know so well it is time to release that. It could be all kind of things. It could be your inner critic. It could be your tendency to fix everything and to micromanage. It could be a fear of disappointing others and constantly stepping into that people pleasing. It could be a fear of just letting go of that daily schedule. It could be a fear of letting go of our devices and constantly living in fear of missing out on an email. What would we like to release? What is rising in place? And if we ask that question, what is really rising in its place, if we release the things that we want to hang on to, but that are not serving us, what comes into that place is freedom. And that's a really big one. So let's say in the morning to ourselves, let it go so that we can grow. Let it go so that I can grow. The second one is intuition as leadership. What does that mean? That means that we have to think forward, but not try to rationalize everything and overthink everything and put too many things on our plate. Just feeling. That's what I mean. Just feeling. It's not silly. It's kind of sacred, right? When we can lean in and lean into our intuition instead of having everything written out for us. But just feeling, what does it open up? During this window, you might pay attention to your dreams, your gut feelings, the signs that show up and up again, right? The things that you are feeling, the things that are telling you something. And sometimes we don't really have to exactly know where we're going. Sometimes we just have to sit in stillness and be brave enough to listen. We just want to lean in. And trust that intuition. It's not always easy. I'm more of a planner. I like to have everything in front of me and like the exact, I want to know the answers and I'll come up with the answers, right? But leaning in and just feeling and trusting our intuition as a guiding light, that is difficult to do. But this month is really calling us, and this moon is really calling us to do so. And number three, let's dissolve illusions. What masks are we still wearing? What is actually a lot of pressure, but we're still wearing it? I am perfect. I have to be perfect. I'm the strong one. I can fix anything. I have to have it all together. I have to be control. That is not strength. Those are just survival coping mechanisms. And this moon and this month is calling us out lovingly. What are you pretending to be? Are you pretending to be fine when you're actually tired or you're feeling out of control? You're feeling exhausted. You're craving change. So let's drop the illusions. I always say, drop it in the bucket. Drop it somewhere. It's a perfect picture if we see ourselves as a tree just dropping all those leaves on the ground, right? The fall. Let it fall. You're not meant to be perfect. You're meant to be real. And here comes in that word of being authentic. And it's such a trendy word and it's being used all the time right now. But it's really important to step into that authentic connection with self. You're meant to be real. You're not meant to be perfect. You're meant to be imperfectly perfect. Or perfectly imperfect, right? Just let the illusions drop, just stop pretending, and just step into that authentic self. Let's show up vulnerable. Let's show up just being. This eclipse, this moon, is also really a perfect time to clean up relationships, professionally, romantic relationships, family relationships. Am I staying in this connection? Out of love or out of habit and expectation? So letting go does not always mean that you just have to drastically cut off. Sometimes it's just a way of setting boundaries and way of saying no and creating more space for yourself. If you say no to something, what are you saying yes to for yourself? Setting boundaries is so important, something I really had to learn the hard way because I was a people pleaser. I was trying to look perfect and show up in an ideal way, showing up in that way that I saw myself, being there for everybody, doing everything for everybody, and just trying to keep everybody happy around me. It's not about that. Boundaries are important for yourself. Boundaries is a sign of respect for self. It's a deeper conversation with yourself, sometimes a deeper conversation with somebody else, and sometimes it just simply means telling the truth. Because these relationships that you are deserving of, where your softness is seen as is not seen as weakness, but is seen as strength, then you come really into that clarity. You really come into that clean space where it's seen as wisdom, because you are the one that knows yourself. You're creating space for yourself. You open up into freedom and love for yourself. And sometimes you just put things or even people, you love them so much, but you're just setting them on the back burner. Maybe it's constant drama. Maybe it's something that you don't have space or bandwidth for right now. So let's do that reset. And this moon is really a perfect checkpoint for that. You may be called to finally release an old pattern. Or maybe it's just releasing the habit of feeling small, the habit of not feeling good enough, that place where you always think that you're not being seen or validated and you crave that so much. Let all that go. And just step into your own presence, your own wholeness, your own peace. What can you do with all this? And how can you do that? How can you step into all this? And let's just go over that one more time. How can you step into release and rebirth? Number one, I'm gonna let it go so I can grow. Number two, leaning into intuition. Number three, dropping that mask and dissolving illusions. You're not having it together, so let's just drop that. Let's just throw that away. You're meant to be real and make authentic connection with others and yourself, number four, so that you can be yourself and you can feel safe with others. And if you don't feel safe, then maybe just let's get away from that for a while. And number five, a perfect reset, a perfect checkpoint to also see where you are feeling that you're not good enough, to feel that you have to shrink, just feel that you don't have to crave for validation anymore. Just reclaim your voice, your presence, yourself, your wholeness, your peace. And now I have just a few things to share with you about how you can do this. In the first place, you can journal it and you can just write all that down. What am I ready to let go of? What even scares me? Sometimes writing helps so much. I love to journal and I like to set a few times, a few minutes, a few space set aside for myself to clear and to write. Maybe it's in the morning when you want to start with just what do you want to let go of today? And what can I do for myself today? Journaling is great. Sometimes it's a ritual bath or sometimes it's a real bath, right? Drawing that bath with warm salts and oils and set an intention. I release what no longer serves me. I'm safe to change. And for me this morning was that bath in the sun, actually, just sitting, being, and stepping into a wonderful circle of meditation with people from all over the world. That beautiful space where I felt safe. And we talked about those things. Sometimes it means taking a couple of breaths. I do this a lot and I talk about this a lot. So important to take a few breaths during the day to release that anxious feeling, to release some stress. Inhale for four counts and hold it for seven. And then just slowly, slowly release for eight counts. Just feel how this calms your nervous system. Just calming. Do that a few times. Maybe even take a few minutes in the morning again to do so. Or maybe a few days, a few minutes in the afternoon. So good for you. And sometimes just lighting those candles around this time of the year, those wonderful fall, smelly, spicy candles that reminds you of pumpkin spice, Right? Just say it out loud. I'm allowed to be free. And feel and smell. Step into that really moment of mindfulness. Wonderful feeling. And last, you can visualize closing your eyes and visualize and dream. What is the version of yourself that has already released all this burden, all this that we're holding on to? How does she move? How does she speak? How does she show up? Visualize yourself being in that amazing space. So this is my love to you today, not here to hold you back, but to release, to remind you not to fix it all and hold it all and feel the control that is needed. Just release it. You do not have to be perfect. You only have that soft animal of your body. Let you love what it loves. Let yourself rest, feel, and heal. So in this episode, I really want you to DM me, or message me, or tell me on YouTube what you have been able to release or what you would like to release. Also, I have a worksheet that I could help you, that will help you release and rise to your amazing self. So let me know if you want that worksheet, if you want deeper guidance. I have coaching spots open this fall, and please step into that or call me for a clarity call, a complimentary call, so that we can work on this. Until next time, keep rebelling with love and keep releasing with grace. And above all, stay soft, stay true, and stay you. I love you.